So as I mentioned, we're in North Carolina, and it's March. You know we have to talk about March Madness, right? And Duke University, the men's and women's teams are both competing in the tournament for the National Collegiate Championship. Now, you've probably heard about that Coach K guy, Duke men's coach Mike Krzyzewski. But did you know that the Blue Devils women's coach, Joanne P. McCauley, is not far from becoming a legend herself? She joined us from the Duke University studios. Welcome, Coach.
Thank you for having me, Michelle. It's great to be here.
Now, you've been on the job at Duke for just under 2 years, but both seasons you've made it to the NCAA Women's Division I tournament. What's the secret to how you've been able to be so successful so consistently and so quickly here?
Well, the secret is our great women. I mean, we've got 12 fantastic women, just smart, bright, driven. 10 African-American women. I've been interested in listening to your talks about race and politics and things of that nature. A group of 12 that just are relentless. And so it makes it very easy for me. And March Madness is truly the best time of year. So we're pretty excited here.
You open up, your team opens up the tournament Sunday against, Saturday, right? Against Austin
Peay.
Against Austin Peay. They're a much smaller program than Duke. How do you keep players focused on that particular game rather than looking ahead to the next, particularly given that there's so much hype about your team's chances?
Well, you know, it's about us at this time of year, and actually it's about us all year, I believe. And this team has been so fascinating because we've had tremendous adversity, and then we've risen to do so many neat things together and truly remarkable. And something people can take lessons from, I think, in sport is rising, you know, in the face of adversity and then coming together. And that's exactly what this team has done. And so for us, it's about us. I mean, we respect all of our opponents, of course. But right now, you just want to bring the best out in each other. You want to play off each other. And that's truly what makes it the most fun.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, which is exactly the kind of thing you would caution your players against doing, looking ahead past that game to the next game. If you defeat Austin Peay, then there's a good chance you'll end up coaching against your former team at Michigan State. I think a lot of people are curious, you know, what that's like. These are players you've recruited, people you've nurtured, and now you're trying to bash their heads in. So what's that like? Well, you're definitely trying to take them out. Is that hard?
No. Well, it's you know, that's a personal thing with me and my family. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing when things come together. I had 7 terrific years at Michigan State, and I was recruited by Duke. And to come to Duke has been a tremendous opportunity for me and my family. And really, the focus piece, you know, that's what keeps you there. Because right now, we do just have one game, and that's on Sunday. And nobody can predict what's going to happen on Sunday. And so we truly don't get ahead. I mean, I think our student-athletes, I mean, they smile at me and sort of laugh that we're heading back to East Lansing. And the beauty of it is that my children, I've got a 14-year-old daughter, I've got an 8-year-old son. I mean, they're very excited because they get to see special people that they grew up with. So it's really all good. And I think sports has a way of telling very interesting stories.
I think you have a career in diplomacy if this basketball thing doesn't work out. But thank you for that. Now, and finally, Coach, we have about a minute left. Now, everybody knows that this is the Mecca for the men's game. Does the level of obsession for the women's game compare? And do you think we'll ever stop having this conversation, you know, comparing the men's game to the women's game? Like, we don't even talk about it with tennis anymore. What do you think?
Well, I think maybe someday, yes. And no, the obsession is not quite the same, of course, especially in the Triangle. And that's one of the reasons why I so wanted to come here, because of the basketball tradition and also giving a voice to women's basketball, you know, whether it's on radio or TV or whatnot. These women that I coach are just incredible in terms of what their talents are on and off the court. And our seniors are spectacular. Abby and Tay and Rem have done a great job, and the whole team has. And you just got to keep talking about it. And I love promoting women's sports and women's basketball. And although it's dominated by the men, of course, right now, it's fun to try to squeeze in there and get shoulder to shoulder and do that type of thing. And that's all you can do. Our attendance has been incredible at Duke, and we're very proud of that.
Joanne P. McCauley is the head coach of the Duke University women's basketball team. The Blue Devils take on the Lady Governors of Austin Peay State University on Sunday. She was kind enough to join us from the Duke University studios. Coach, thank you and good luck.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you for a great time.